Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
Today's scripture is found in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 5. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night. Reflecting on these words brings several things to mind. Notice that it says we are all children of the light. This is a reminder that we are called to shine God's light in the world. We are His beloved children. We belong to Him. We are a product of His light. Whoa! There's real power in that statement. As His children, we should live a life where we choose to have nothing to do with darkness. We are to let God's light shine through our thoughts and actions. Sometimes we find ourselves in difficult situations. For me, I find darkness and light struggling against each other in my thoughts. The hurt, disturbed, or angered side of me taunts me with negativity and usually some idea of fighting back or at least sharing my darkness. Quickly, though, I remember who I am and, more importantly, whose I am. It may take courage and most definitely requires grace, but the darkness is pushed away and the light shines. The beauty of God's love and mercy brings me back to my mission as a follower of Christ, as a beloved child of God. That mission is to be a beacon of light. We must be awake, aware, think through our plans, and live alertly and with purpose. Reading the scripture in the Message makes our choices clear. But friends, you're not in the dark, so how could you be taken off guard by any of this? You're sons of the light, daughters of the day. We live under wide open skies and know where we stand. So let's not sleepwalk through life like those others. Let's keep our eyes open and be smart. Walk out into the daylight, dressed up in faith, love, and the hope of salvation. Clearly, our lives of faith call us to reflect God's light and hope to a dark and sometimes dreary world. Our light will be visible to others so that hope, love, and faith will be shared. Remember to shine your light today and every day. We belong to the light. Thanks be to God. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we pray that we have the grace and strength to shine our light boldly for others to see. May our light allow others to be drawn to life, a new life, where we live out your will and your call on our hearts. Drive our dark thoughts out and fill us with light and hope as your precious children. We humbly pray these things in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. This devotion was written and read by Lisa Blackwood.
In 1740, John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist movement, preached a sermon in Bristol, England, in which he proclaimed, "The grace or love of God, whence cometh our salvation, is free in all and free for all." 283 years later, we're humbled to proclaim that message through this Grace for All podcast. Thank you for listening to today's message of grace. I'm Jonathan Jonas, senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, where the Grace for All podcast is written, edited, and produced by our lay members. To know more about our congregation and its ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number 1, STCHURCH.ORG.